The story of Army Ranger Sergeant First Class Corey Remsburg was the highlight of President Obama's State of the Union address this year. The president first met Remsburg at the 65th anniversary of D-Day. Months later, Remsburg was nearly killed by a roadside bomb while on his 10th deployment in Afghanistan. Fast forward almost 5 years.
Corey is here tonight. And like the Army he loves, like the America he serves, Sergeant First Class Corey Remsburg never gives up and he does not quit.
Still blind in one eye and having difficulty with his left side, Remsburg stood and waved, acknowledging the thunderous ovation from members of Congress and dignitaries. But Remsburg's long journey to recovery started much earlier at Tampa's James A. Haley VA Polytrauma Center. His story was retold at the opening of the new polytrauma facility in April by then Deputy Secretary, now Acting VA Secretary, Sloan Gibson.
He arrived comatose with a severe traumatic brain injury and long odds for recovery. But VA's remarkable medical staff never gave up on the effort to jumpstart his brain.
Gibson said Remsburg received cutting-edge medical care from the Haley staff that helped him overcome life-threatening injuries.
They tried a countless variety of sensory approaches to bring him to consciousness, everything from aromatherapy to sitcoms on TV. 3 months later, Corey became one of 7 out of 10 patients with severe traumatic brain injury who come back to life through VA's groundbreaking Emerging Consciousness Program.
Those sensory therapies used by the Haley staff have been brought together into the new Haley Polytrauma Center. The STAR Room, an acronym for Sensory Technology Awareness Room, is one area specifically designed for patients who are minimally conscious or emerging from severe brain injuries. At the opening ceremony, speech-language pathologist Catherine Kiefer welcomed visitors into the STAR Room, dimly lit in purple and pink hues.
It has a lot of what we call cause and effect, so we can have a patient just push a button and make something happen, okay?
She pushes a flag-shaped button, and a toy-stuffed monkey clangs its cymbals and squeaks.
Off and on. We have communication devices. This is actually an eye gaze device. It uses some higher tech types of communication. So yes.
Yes.
Oops.
No.
Okay. So, and they can control that with their eyes, or they can use their hands to touch and communicate that way if they're not able to speak.
The room is a multi-sensory environment with technology to stimulate all the patient's senses, auditory, visual, and tactile. Kiefer points to one of the bubble lamps, glass cylinders filled with water. A light underneath changes colors as small bubbles float to the surface.
The bubble tubes also have some vibratory properties to them so that you can touch them and get some tactile feedback. The light box, we can play their own personal music, and it kind of lights up to the beat of the music. And again, we can elicit some purposeful responses that way.
The STAR Room was not available when Corey Remsburg was at Haley, but many of the therapies were, and much of the medical staff. Just before the State of the Union address, Acting Secretary Gibson said Remsburg met with then-VA Secretary Eric Shinseki.
Secretary asked him what he saw as his new mission in life. Corey didn't hesitate for a moment. He said he wants to show other wounded warriors that they, too, can beat overwhelming odds. That is the legacy of this place and the very special men and women who work here.
So now the Haley VA staff has the STAR Room, in addition to the story of Sergeant First Class Remsburg, to motivate other wounded veterans to not give up. Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.